About 40 Heartbeat of Homer supporters gathered at Wisdom, Knowledge, Faith, and Love Park to rally their support for the recall of Homer City Council members David Lewis, Donna Adderhold, and Catriona Reynolds. Reynolds and Lewis are both up for election in October. Heartbeat of Homer was granted standing in a lawsuit the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska brought against the city for certifying the three recall petitions. The ACLU says the certification violated council members' right to freedom of speech. In joining the case, Heartbeat of Homer chose to side with the city. Spokesperson Sarah Vance spoke to supporters from the park's gazebo, decked out in red, white, and blue. Vance says the group expects accountability from city council members.
And that's what Heartbeat is doing, is giving the conservatives in this town a voice. And that's what we're about, is to come and to make our voice heard, because we're not going to be silent anymore.
This all started last fall after three council members sponsored a resolution supporting the battle against the Dakota Access Pipeline and an inclusivity resolution in February. Vance argues the council members were not transparent while crafting the latter resolution via email. She says it declared Homer as a sanctuary city and was watered down after it was met with opposition.
Until that weekend, in all of the opposition, the emails of people saying, no way, we're not going to have this. Then they made the change. That doesn't seem straightforward.
According to emails obtained from the city, City Clerk Joe Johnson told Reynolds on February 16th, the first public comment was received. The day the final draft of the inclusivity resolution was added to the council's agenda later that month. The resolution would have committed Homer to resisting efforts to divide the community. It also says local law enforcement would assist federal agencies in detaining undocumented immigrants when a court-issued federal warrant is received. Vance says regardless of language, the intent to declare Homer as a sanctuary city is there, and that the recall does not violate the right to freedom of speech.
They were speaking on behalf of council. They were not speaking as individuals. They were acting as council. And that is a completely different story. That's not their individual rights of freedom of speech.
The inclusivity resolution failed on introduction. The Standing Rock Initiative, also used as grounds for the recall, did pass. Mayor Brian Zack cast the tie-breaking vote in favor of the resolution. Vance did not offer a reason why Zack was not included in the recall effort.
But as far as the mayor goes, I don't know.
The ACLU filed its case in late April and has made its way through four judges due to peremptory challenges. Parties are allowed only one challenge to disqualify a judge for fear of bias. Oral arguments were scheduled for May 25th, but that hearing was canceled because of the judicial turnover. A new hearing has not been scheduled, and the recall election is set for June 13th. The city will put out notices for the recall election Thursday and again on June 8th. For KBBI News, I'm Aaron Bolton.